Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So that's the difference. They're a terrorist regime. We can't have Iran have nuclear weapons. And by the way, our intel shows that they intend to give these nuclear weapons to their Houthi proxies and others. And that's nuclear terrorism on a global scale. It threatens everyone. And the last thing is they have plans to develop intercontinental ballistic missiles. Right now, 8,000 kilometers, very soon, just at a little distance, and they can reach the eastern seaboard of the United States. These people who chant death to America, tried to assassinate President Trump twice, killed 241 of your Marines in Beirut, killed and injured thousands of American soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq, tried to bomb a restaurant in Washington, D.C., chant death to America, burn the American flag. Do you want these people to have nuclear weapons and the means to deliver them to your cities? Of course not.
Yeah.
So we're defending ourselves, but we're also defending the world.
Benjamin Netanyahu overnight. Lee, good morning.
Yep. Good morning.
And want to wish all the fathers out there a happy belated Father's Day.
Yeah, why not? Absolutely.
Yeah. We had a wonderful weekend this weekend celebrating dads. I actually had my husband and my dad together.
Good deal.
Yeah, and kids made food for them, and we just had a great family weekend. So I hope you did too. I hope everyone did.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right. Meanwhile, and this has gotten a lot of play. Tucker Carlson has really hit Trump on we shouldn't be fighting with Iran. Here's what he wrote. I'm just going to read it. And Mark Levin ended up going to war with him. And it was actually really clever because there have been a lot of leaks in the news lately that Tucker Carlson is advising the White House. And that's the reason for Trump's suddenly more anti-war policy toward Iran. And it was so good, it almost seemed believable. It turns out the whole thing was a disinformation operation that Iran was getting ready to be pummeled by Israel. Trump knew it. And this was part of sort of conditioning them to believe that, well, things are going to be as they've always been. We've always talked about taking away Iran's nuclear capabilities, but we've never done it. And it's not going to happen this time. And bam, then the bombs started falling. So it was kind of actually really cool that all the way up to Trump that he was definitely part of this. But Tucker Carlson was part of this, too. He wrote that Iran knows it's unwise to give up its weapons program entirely. Muammar Gaddafi tried that and wound up sodomized with a bayonet. As soon as Gaddafi disarmed, NATO killed him. Iran's leaders saw this happen. They learned the obvious lesson. And Tucker Carlson wrote, That, you know, doing this would launch a war in the Middle East. That's what Israel wants. We shouldn't capitulate to Israel. And that, you know, a war is dangerous. Trump has always been the one president who hasn't started a war. He's going to lose that. This is a mess. So over the weekend, Trump ripped Tucker Carlson back for this. I just want to play this. I don't know where Tucker Carlson's coming from on Iran now. A lot of people have a lot of questions about it, but I do know where he was on this 5 years ago.
I do think, I'm sure I'm the lone voice in saying this, I think Iran deserves to be annihilated. I think they're lunatics. I think they're evil. I do think we ought to assess what would happen to the price of energy were we to do that. I don't think that's a small factor. It could tank our economy.
I think Iran should be annihilated. He's now leading the Leave Iran Alone movement. Which is strange, but I guess people change their minds on stuff. A lot of people speculating that he is being paid to take up for Iran. I don't know that that's the case at all. But the switch with him is so black and white and honestly weird that people have speculated that because it's a big flip for him, given where he was before. So, meanwhile, the left, encouraged by learning that a bunch of illegal immigrants are going to get to stay, apparently, they're going all in now. So the left is, after Trump's surprise announcement, Lee, he always does this. When he's winning, and I mean winning bigly, he shoots himself in the foot. I really don't think he's one of these people, I don't think he likes winning. I think he likes to be an underdog. He likes to fight. I can't explain why else he did what he did over the weekend. That and Republican donors were leaning on him. So he comes out and announces, hey, you know what? Meatpacking industry, farm workers, you know, meatpacking, oh, yeah, and hotel workers, yeah, they, you know what? They may get to keep their illegals. Well, the media goes wild. And here's just NBC News. They go find everybody they can find. This is just NBC News' version of this story. The president of a meatpacking giant says there's no playbook now on how to move forward after 76 workers at Glen Valley Foods in Omaha were arrested. So they're all doing these articles now. Oh, they need to keep their illegals. We got to keep them. Yeah, what will we do? That's just very, very, very disappointing. I don't know why Trump would do this.
Maybe this too is a disinformation program.
I hope so.
Because who knows?
The left just got major rewarded for their violence. And that's how they will take this. Wow, okay, if we got even more violent, maybe we can keep the criminals. And Trump came out and promised more raids in Democrat cities. But if you read the Truth Social post, it's very clear who he's picking up and only picking up. And that's criminals. That's good. We should get them first. I've always agreed with that. I think it's a good approach, right? The most dangerous people. But he made it clear that's the only people he's picking up. Okay, that is Joe Biden's deportation policy, just so you know. That is exactly Joe Biden's deportation policy. In fact, it's to the left of Barack Obama. Trump was not there last Monday, but by Friday he was. I want to play this, okay? Because this to me, this was making the rounds on X over the weekend, and there's a good reason for it. It's J.D. Vance. He's on Joe Rogan 7 months ago. This is for the, you know, during the election. And he's talking about, because remember J.D. Vance used to be very anti-Trump, but then basically gradually migrated over. He's talking about when he was in the private sector. Take a listen.
2017, 2018, when I was in the private sector, I was at a business conference dinner, and I was seated next to the CEO of one of the largest hotel chains in America. And the guy is going on and on about how much he hates Donald Trump. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, why do you hate Donald Trump so much? And he said, well, the reason I hate Donald Trump, he says, is because Donald Trump's border policies have cut down the number of illegal immigrants. And because I can't pay illegal immigrants under the table anymore, I have to pay American workers and they want much higher wages. And I was like, this guy just admitted it. I was like, holy shit, this guy just admitted it.
That's a crime.
That is like straight up monopoly man evil shit that this guy admitted to. And I was like, you know, my wife, who's very apolitical, she was actually at the dinner with me. And she's like, come again? You just said you don't want Americans to get decent wages. Like,
monopoly man evil starts with S, ends with T, is now Trump's policy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But it doesn't have to be. Because, folks, we need to push back hard on this. And I'm talking to all of you who use this program as your show prep in the rest of the country. I know you do it because we go first. We're on the East Coast. We're the best show. Best station, actually. From morning to evening. And I'm here to tell you, do not back this policy. Do not make excuses for Trump. I heard people doing that on Friday. No. We push back hard. He will flip-flop back in the other direction. We've seen him do it before. This cannot stand. This cannot stand. The damage from this is incalculable. And what's so sad is he knows what the damage is because he put it on Truth Social over the weekend. He said, listen, Democrats are bringing these illegals here. It's for voting purposes. They want to take over. And Trump even makes the connection to if they take over, all these 80-20 unpopular policies are going to be rammed down our neck, our throats. Yes. And you will be helping them by leaving every one of these illegals. He gets it. Why would you do that? And poor Kristi Noem on Friday, Lee, I don't know if you heard this, she gets caught flat-footed because she's changed policy in the middle of an interview. On Friday, she gets hit with this. He's just randomly dropped a whole new immigration policy. She gets caught flat-footed, and she's left saying, what? Still self-deport yourself.
We've been, hearing that anyone who's here illegally will be removed because they've broken the law by crossing over. And obviously, the president is citing at least one situation where he wants to see a different approach.
I still continue to encourage people to self-deport. Go out there and
you should see her face. She's like, what? I was so upset by this. I had to walk away from the news this weekend for 24 hours. I just had to walk away. I was like, why would we quit when we're losing? This is the scary thing about this is if he normalizes this as the social expectation, this is way more powerful than the Democrats doing it. We'll never get these people out of the country again. And to say, oh, if you're in the right industry and you donate to Republicans, you can keep your illegals. No. No, you can't. And to even say, well, some of them have been here 20 years. They really like them. Too bad. You know what? And then to say, oh, hey, but, we'll have to replace them with the criminals if I raid and deport them. No, we won't. We have this thing called a visa. We can background check you with a visa. We don't need to replace them with illegal immigrant criminals. We need to all stop breaking the law. Stop the tax evasion scheme, because that's what this is. When major corporations hire illegals, if we need more workers, if we legitimately don't have them, I'm a reasonable person. We will bring them in on a visa. We will vet the heck out of them. Folks, PhDs from poor countries will come here to pick our grapes. They will. Let's take them. That we'll have them, and then we'll send them home with a visa exit program. Problem solved. You know what else we could do? 100% expensing for farm equipment, like we are doing for factories. Immediate 100% expensing. It's brilliant. It's in the big, beautiful bill. It's going to cause all kinds of factories to be built. We do that with farm equipment. We don't need a, if you donate to Republicans, then you can keep your illegals policy. That is a disaster. So we need to push back hard. And look, I know talk radio hosts are terrified. If you criticize Trump, you're going to lose ratings. Uh-uh. I've been doing it for 2 years. I'm just fine. We're number one in this market right now. We just got our books. Push it. No, 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 no. We have come too far to lose now. Too far. We push back enough. He will back off. We have seen him do this. He will flip-flop right back to his previous position. If you stand up for him, we are going to end up where we ended up in 2019. And do you know, remember that was? Trump doing amnesty with the Democrats. He got this close. And the Freedom Caucus stopped him. And by the way, that included Ron DeSantis, Chip Roy, all of those people. Will we have the votes to stop him now? This is where we're going to end up if we don't chop block him right now. We got to take him to the woodshed. We're going to thrash him. We'll bring him back. He's going to be fine. Do not stand up for Trump today. Do not do it. This is the day. He's got to feel the heat.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.